Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I'd love for us to tackle under-promising and over-delivering. Peter, in John 13:37, says, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." Now, we read that again in John chapter 13, but I struggle with this tension. I mean, in my overly optimistic and sometimes helpful disposition, I can promise to you what I can't give you. In a moment of exuberance or desire to please or the hope that I could fix something, there are times when literally my zeal, my desire to fix or to accomplish something can overcommit my ability. I'm learning that clear understanding has to preclude costly commitment. And I'm still learning this, and I would imagine some of you are as well. I mean, otherwise, I ignorantly and sometimes even arrogantly promise what I can't deliver. I mean, it's better to be quiet, wait, and pray for the right process to proceed. But oftentimes, we will charge ahead in our own power. A helping heart needs time to learn how to best help. Peter's famous passion was called into question by the Lord Jesus. This rambunctious and wildly kind of crazy-eyed, hardcore fisherman disciple was giving answers to questions, and he was giving answers to questions whose true ramifications he didn't really understand. I mean, he seemed, and I'm sure, like to all the guys there, he seemed more interested in his own self-preservation of not being left alone without the Lord instead of following the Lord. But indeed, Jesus calls him out as one who would eventually just out his Savior by denying that he knew him. Peter was not ready to die for Christ until he was able to speak up for Christ. Does that sound familiar, maybe? I mean, the fact is, I think the Lord would have to look at many of us, starting with me, and recognize that I often overcommit what my heart can't deliver. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 says, "I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me." Yet under the Holy Spirit's direction, we can commit our will to catch up and follow at a sustainable pace. Patient prayers protect our pride. You may want to hold on to that one. Patient prayers protect our pride from making rash promises just to make us feel good in the moment. We can't allow the desire to please somebody override our previous promise first to please God. Moreover, a little cool down period clears the air of unrealistic expectations. I've done this so many times in my adult life. My zeal, my desire to do something can outgain my ability to deliver. Aren't you there sometimes? You see, emotions require a respite before they respond. Wisdom confers with a trusted confidant before it just puts itself out there and says, "I can do this." Discernment guides us in how best to give, how to help, how to serve. Along with that, we're called to lay down our life for Jesus. We die daily to our selfish desires, or we should, so that his desires have preeminence on our life, that he sits the right priority, which is number one in our life. You see, he has called us that we are to genuinely die to self-reliance and come alive to trust God. And we die to this kind of self-promotion, we die to this bragging about ourselves, to becoming alive and well and living in peace and harmony with our God when we brag on Jesus. We die to this self-condemnation and come alive to the fact that we are only worthy in Christ, that the only good we really offer the world is Jesus. We die to selfishly taking what we want, and we come alive when we become generous, gracious givers. You see, we see this pattern over and over here, don't we? We die so our life hidden in Christ waits to be deployed into sacrificial service somewhere. We can rest in Jesus as our promises have his timely delivery. Mature faith under promises and over delivers. You know that God expects us to abide by the promises we make? You say, "Well, where did you get that, Chuck?" Well, in Matthew 5:33, that God expects us to abide by the promises that we make. I have got so many times that I have walked backwards on a promise And I am trying to learn in my own way to try to figure out, Chuck, how do you grow up? And you put some of that tension and some of that zeal over on the shelf and allow the timing and the presence of God to work. And you, Chuck, don't manipulate it. Don't force it. My friend, if this message was for you today, I'd love for you to send me a note. Just chuck@sugarhill.church. Send me that note and let me know what's happening in your life and how these things, these little testimonies and these little weekday podcasts are helping you in maturing your faith and your walk in Christ. And please, please share these. You'll see the buttons below on the app or online where you can share these on Facebook, Instagram, or you can on Twitter. So thanks so much for joining us today. Let's make sure this week we underpromise, we overdeliver. God bless you. See you again this week. Bye now.